We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pothole season is upon us in Western New York as the freeze-thaw cycle continues to impact roadways all across the region. We're out here today on Main Street with one of the nine crews that are part of today's first pothole blitz of the 2019 season. DPW likes to take advantage of the weekend pothole blitzes where we can bring in additional crews to address potholes on mains and secondary roads when traffic is lower. It's also useful for us on the weekends because we can bring additional resources from other city departments like sewer and water who have resources available on the weekends that wouldn't necessarily be available during the week. But to put this season in context, 311 calls aren't quite as high as they were last year. Last February, we got over 1,100 311 calls for potholes. This year, we are at about 400 halfway through the month of February. So we aren't quite as bad as last year, but we're still seeing impacts of the freeze-thaw cycle. We're dedicating resources to addressing potholes, and we'll continue to put those resources out as long as we need to for the rest of the season. I want to take this opportunity to remind anyone that sees potholes within the city of Buffalo to report them to the city's 311 line. There's multiple ways you can enter requests into the 311 system. The easiest is just to call 311 within the city. If you're outside of the city, you can call 851-4890. You can also go to the city's 311 page on the city's website. One thing that really helps us for those who are reporting to 311 either by phone or on the website is to give as accurate of a description as possible. Using an address of the potholes near or an intersection, or the other thing that maybe folks don't necessarily notice all the time is use the nearest number on a streetlight pole. The numbers on the streetlight poles are usually pretty close to addresses, and our crews use those a lot when they're finding their way around the city. With that, I'll open it up to any questions.
Mike, you said there's nine different crews out there. What locations are they filling the potholes in this weekend?
Yeah, so we've got two crews on Main Street between Hurdle and Humboldt. We have a crew on South Park in South Buffalo. We have a crew in the Hamlin Park neighborhood, crew in the Broadway Fillmore, and the rest of the crews are working various 311 locations all across the city. Those nine crews are spread and. You know, north, south, east, and west, so we're blanketing the entire city.
Of course, a lot of people know that the potholes are caused by, you know, the freeze-thaw cycle. How much does it help or hurt that we have temperatures for the next few days that are below the freezing level?
It helps for the time being that the temperatures are below freezing, at least for as far out as the forecast is going right now, because that gives the crews the opportunity to catch up before the next thaw. But we know as soon as that next thaw comes, we're going to continue to see potholes, and we'll work at them until we get kind of past the freeze-thaw point of our winter.
So these blitzes, are they basically going to be happening every weekend until all the bad weather passes this winter?
We'll do the blitzes as long as we see them, see the need for them. So, you know, you had mentioned that we're, at least right now, freezing temperatures are forecasted. If we get to the later part of next week and we see that things are looking good for the time being, we wouldn't necessarily do the blitz, you know, when we're feeling caught up. But we're always evaluating each weekend if this is something that we think is warranted.
Do you have a total estimate of the number of personnel? I know you said there's nine crews. How many total people is that working?
It's over 20 because there's at least two for each truck, and a couple of the trucks have three workers in them. Over 20 people working today at least.
And obviously you can get a lot done in one day?
Yes, and especially because of the fact that traffic is down on the weekends. So our crews are really able to focus and also, you know, be safe out there. We like to keep them out of harm's way when we can. So focusing on the main on the weekend helps that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.